Rockin' Roots on WUKY. I'm Joe Conkright, and thank you very much for stopping by the way. We've got some good stuff for you. Chris Smither is with us. Welcome to Lexington again. I know it's been a little while since you've been here.
It has been. Good to see you, Joe.
This new collection, Handsome CD release, double disc, still on the levee. Really, it's interesting because what you've done is you've gone back and revisited some of your old songs, some of your favorites. This is something that the old jazz guys used to do. They would revisit their old songs and their old catalogs and redo them. And you'd get different interpretations with more maturity, you know, going back and visiting the songs. So is that what you found with this collection?
Very much so. Yeah, very much so. In fact, I wasn't at all sure about the project. This was something that was suggested to me by my longtime producer, David Goodrich, and Goody and my manager both wanted me to do it. And Goody said, "Oh, come on, Chris." He says, it's too good to pass up. He says, you know, you've been doing this for 50 years. It's your 70th birthday this year. You got to, you know, don't you want to take a look at the whole, at everything you've done? You know, I said, okay, well, once I got into it, you know, I began to see the point because he could see it because he's not me. I mean, he has a perspective that I can't share. And so he, in fact, he was invaluable on the whole project. But I was kind of amazed. Once we got into working on it, I had to go back and listen to some of the stuff, and I would sit there and listen to myself as a much younger man, you know, like sometimes 24, 25 years old, sit there and listen, and I would say to myself, what the hell is he doing? You know, and I would gradually, you know, work at it, and muscle memory would take over, or I would just, you know, say, okay, well, this is how I would play it today, and Goody, it would, in fact, say, don't try to figure out the way you did it then. I just pretend it's a new song somebody just handed you, and you're going to learn how to play it. You know?
Well, that's kind of fun. 50 years of songwriting, you had a great catalog of music to choose from. How did you go about choosing the songs for this?
I didn't, to a large extent. That was Goody, too. You know, we recorded, you know, out of almost 100 songs, we narrowed it down to about 60 that we thought were essential. And then of those 60, we spent 3 weeks in New Orleans. We went down to New Orleans, my hometown, and worked in the studio. And of those 60, we got about 45 of them recorded.
Wow.
and
so there's a volume two in the works, I
guess.
Yes,
in fact, there is, because none of the things that got left off of this album got left off because they weren't up to snuff. It's just, you know, that there were other criteria. You know, did it fit a certain period? Was it illustrative? Was it, you know, all kinds of things went into it. And Goody just did an incredible job of sifting through the whole thing. And then finally he said, well, here's my take on it.
Outstanding. The collection is called Still on the Levee, and it's 25 recordings, 50 years worth of music. We have the actual Chris Smither here in the studio at WKY with his guitar. And you're going to play a song for us?
Yeah. Want to hear one?
Yeah. What are you going to play?
What do we call this? This is called Don't Call Me Stranger. Come with me. I'll guarantee you the best time you ever had. Don't you worry, I ain't evil, I'm just bad. Do you have a taste for danger? It suits me if you do. Come on, baby, don't call me stranger, I'm just like you. If you listen to your mama, you won't never have no fun. I ain't denying, yeah, she's been trying, but she can't see how he's done. Those little shivers are the flavor of everything she don't understand. Come on, baby, do yourself a favor, just take my hand. as soon as you do. Inside out is my direction. Wearing white old metal, that's for sure. Come on, baby, feel that infection. I'm your cure. 'Cause if you get no satisfaction, you can always go back home again. But if you never check out this action, you'll always wonder just what might have been. Let's step out now, cool and steady. Keep your head up, don't be shy. Come on, baby, I think you're ready, and so am I. Yes, I think you're ready, and so am I.
Chris Smither live at WUKY Studios right here in Lexington. And boy, I love that song. That's the song that leads off your 2009 album, Time Stands Still. It's not on your new collection, though.
Nope.
That's not fair.
No.
But you know what? What a great song to play. And it's just an example of, you've got all of these songs, and it must have been hard to whittle these down to just two discs like
this. It drove Goody crazy.
I bet it did. You're like, oh, it's got to have this song on it. It's got to have that song. What's your best advice for songwriters? Because you are an accomplished songwriter. You've had 50 years of experience doing it. What is something that you could tell a young songwriter that might help them out?
That's actually most of that kind of advice. It depends on who's getting the advice, you know, what sort of help they need. But
sure,
you know, it's I've found over the years that the most important requirement for it is patience. But at the same time, you can't just sort of wait around doing other things while. And hoping for a moment of inspiration, then go pick up your guitar. You got to be sitting there with the fishing pole in your hand, so to speak. You know, you got to be ready to do it. And then, you know, you'll sit there and say, nothing's happening. And you sit there with this, you know, usually a yellow legal pad in front of you and a, a big ballpoint.
Those are big
pen.
Enough to put all the things down.
Well, they're big enough to put all the scribble scratch.
Yeah.
You know,
pieces.
Pieces. And draw little arrows and say, no, this goes here, this goes there. And, you know, lyrics, I mean, for me, the music itself is not the hard part. The hard part is the lyrics. And what's the theme of the song going to be? And basically, you know, you just start off with a line. All you have to do is just start. You don't start with an idea. That's where most people get screwed up. They think they have to have an idea for a song and then expand on it. And the fact is that you have to just start writing and wait for an idea to develop out of what you scribble down. And then gradually you start to put together, you know, from these little scribblings, you say, oh God, all of a sudden you say, I see what this song is about. And then you can start actually doing some editing and constructing and saying, okay, here's how I'm going to get to this point and so forth. But mostly it's patience. You know, you just have to sit and wait. And you don't have to wait that long. You know, sometimes it seems like an eternity, but usually if you know, you sit there and puzzle at it for 15 or 20 minutes, the muse will show up.
We're talking with Chris Smither. Chris is celebrating 50 years. His album called It's Still on the Levee. And it's hard to call this an album because really it's a set.
Yeah,
you know, you got two discs, and you got this wonderful booklet with your lyrics, which, if you just read them, are poetry,
which
is pretty cool. And I understand you're releasing a book of your lyrics as
well. Yeah, that's another thing this year. It's actually in the hardback edition. It's a coffee table book.
I mean,
it's big.
And with photographs.
With photographs and just the lyrics. No music, no tablature.
That's got to be gratifying for an artist.
I love it. I put it on my own coffee table and I looked at it and I said, that's me.
That's terrific. So that's coming out a little bit later in the year?
Actually, the book is out tomorrow as well.
Oh, coming out in combination with this. Yeah.
They're available as a package, you know, as a special package. You know, through my website, you can go on and get, the whole shooting match comes in a in a signed wooden box.
Oh my!
And with a nice sliding cover, and then, and also as an added bonus, my record company has put together homage record, a tribute record of,
that's right.
Of other people putting doing my songs. And I think if you buy the box package, you get an advanced copy of that one too.
Yeah, because that's going to be a little bit later,
yes,
the release
that's
of
right.
that.
That's
yeah,
right.
And we're looking forward to that. There's going to be a great lineup on that. I know Bonnie Raitt is on board with that
well.
It's
a ton of people.
Tim
O'Brien, Dave Alvin, I mean, tons of people.
A bunch of people that you've played with over the years and people that have known you and known your music.
Right.
And that's pretty exciting, I'm sure, for an artist to have that. But what does it mean for a songwriter to have other artists have success with your songs, like Bonnie Raitt has
that's
done with
the
your
best.
Music?
That's the best. Free money.
You've already done your work on it.
Yeah. No, it's that is essentially what a songwriter is really looking for. That's the ultimate patina of success, because the song goes off on its own and finds its way in the world, you know, and it doesn't require you to hold its hand when it crosses the street anymore. You know, it's all grown up. It's like one of your kids that goes off to college and makes good and then sends checks home to dad.
I have heard songwriters say, you know, I put my kid through school with that one song, you
yeah.
know.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that's in a certain respect, you know, Love You Like a Man will do more than actually put my kid through school.
I mean, wow.
In the end, you know, it's a...
So the
probably paid for my teeth, too. You know?
The very best advice you can give for a songwriter is write a hit song.
Write a good song, yeah. Well, no, it's not enough to write a good song, because in my experience, there are multitudes
songs.
Of good songs languishing, you know, in
oh
the gutter.
My gosh. But, he's brought his board that he'll be clapping his foot on. And I understand this is, you know, a tradition that goes back a long ways. John Lee Hooker and many of the other blues guys did this. When did you start doing the toe tapping?
I've always done toe tapping. And it was much later in my career. I'd probably been playing for 20 years before I realized that it was important. The audience had to hear it. And so then I started making sure that I had a surface. You know, if the stage wasn't solid wooden, if it was carpeted or something like that, I would have to bring along something to tap on.
Did you have to try out different boards to find just the right sound?
I did, you know, what I wound up, and I've been using for probably the last 20 years at least, is it's just a piece of very dense particle board.
Mm.
Because the beauty of particle board is that it's hard, so you get a slap, but it doesn't have any tonality of its own. It doesn't have any notes to confuse things. I mean, one of the problems with using it, like a nice piece of mahogany or something like that, is that it has its own idea about music. You know,
yeah,
you know,
they make instruments out of them. They sure do.
You don't want that. You know, you want just something that makes
just a
noise
flat
on
noise.
The beat, a flat whack thud.
So you said you've been doing it about 30 years. Have you figured out how to get an endorsement deal from one of these lumber companies? The Chris Smither board.
Well, you know, there are companies that make commercial versions of it with pickups in it, you know.
Yeah.
And to my mind, they're all too musical. They're
that's
much too musical.
Cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've had a couple of them call me and ask me if I'd be interested. You know, in a promotional deal.
I think that's great. Yeah, you could sign it.
Yeah.
And, you know.
That's the Chris Smither signature model.
The Chris Signature signature model board. Yeah, yeah. Do you have a name for it or something like that?
I mean, I just call it the board.
The board, of course. All right. But you got your guitar. Before you start, let me ask you, the instrument you're playing, what are you playing right now?
This is a Collings. Collings guitars are made in Austin, Texas.
And
this
you've been playing it a while?
I've been playing this one... Well, let's see. Since 98, I think.
98, yeah. What do you like about the instrument? What do you prefer?
Oh, it's just beautifully made. It's a gorgeous instrument. You know, Collings started off building, you know, quite candidly, they say it, you know, Martin-type guitars.
Mm-hmm.
They build them with a degree of attention to detail that is just inconceivable to me. And the thing is that so many guitars... So many makes of guitars, you'll say, well, such and such a guitar is a great guitar. So if you go play 10 of them, you'll find three or four of them that truly are great. And you'll find two or three that are kind of middling, and you'll find a couple of their dogs. You know, and I have yet to play a Collings that was a dog.
Oh,
you know,
well, that's a good thing.
They don't let them get out of the factory unless they're first rate.
Do you tour with multiple instruments, or you just do
no,
that?
Just one. Yeah. I have two of these now. Okay. I had them build me another one. I like this one so much.
But. Yeah. So you try not to break a string when you can help it.
Yeah, that's right. It's been a long time since I've broken a string on stage, but it has happened.
Well, don't break a string on this song. What are you going to play for us?
This is called Shilling for the Blues.
And this
This is on the new collection there.
Chris Smither on WKY.
Take a little slow resentment and an ounce of small regret. Half a cup of wounded pride that hurts inside and has not faded yet. Add a pinch of passion and a double shot of booze. When your self-respect is crashing, you can drink it up and you can cash in on the blues. On the blues. Ain't it funny how the sunny side will never reach my shadow in shade? Ain't it funny how the colors seem the brightest just before they start to fade? If you say that ain't funny, if you say you're not amused, I'll say I ain't surprised. My sense of humor's paralyzed by the blues. By the blues. How long I got to wait? I'm running late. Somebody help me soon. Get me out from under. It's a wonder I'm on this side of the tomb. Boy, but the preacher teaches patience in the ancient sense, and it stretches out for years. I can't stand to listen, I can't see beyond this glistening of tears. You know it's never nice to hear advice you know you'll never use. The spirit might be willing, but the flesh is out there and it's shilling for the blues. It's never nice to hear advice you know you will never use. The spirit might be willing, but the flesh is out there still shilling for the blues.
Well, What a great song. That's on the new collection, the 50th year retrospective, Still on the Levee, a double disc set, the original version of that song from his 2006 album, Leave the Light On. Chris Smither here in the studio with us at WUKY. Chris, that song, where did it come from exactly? What was going on?
Oh, you know, that's a song that, well, I started playing around with, it's a standard 1-4-5 chord progression, but with little unusual voicings, you know, and I love that little da 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 da.
In re-recording the song,
yeah,
what did you change? Was there anything in there?
This
that
one
you
is
did?
Is well, it's not that old a song, so it didn't change as much. But what really changed more than anything was the vocal approach, phrasing, and you know, there's a general ease with the song. One of the problems with life as a touring musician is you write the songs and then you have to, it's almost too soon, you have to record them before they're really ripe, you know. They're brand new, half the time they're brand new. Sometimes you've been fortunate enough to get to play them for a little while, and they haven't really ripened. They haven't been exposed to an audience and had this sort of unconscious audience input go into it, because you take a lot from the audience. You sort of pick up on which lines they respond to and which ones they don't. You try to figure out why they're not catching that line, you know, and then try to rephrase it a little bit to make sure that it's getting across. And so what happens is, even if you're playing it virtually the same as you played it 10 years ago, it'll have an entirely different feel. It'll just be just so much more rounded, you know, and that's the case with this one, I think.
Chris, we got time for one more short one. If you got something for us, what do you have?
I'll play you an old favorite. This is Train Home.
All right.
Take a look inside, I got nothing left to hide. Take me as I am, not what I wanna be. Why, we'll never know, we passed that long ago. His and was is all we ever gonna be. Almost shade down by the river, feels a breath that makes him shiver. Takes a breath and makes a dive alone. But the dead don't get no vacation down in that subway station. The only break they take is to the bone. Just waiting on a train to take them home. Just waiting on a train to take them home. I don't think I see anything for me in visions of the past or the ever after. Now is what can be, all the rest is wait and see. Those prophets never hear that cosmic laughter. Gypsies and their wagons rolling, never hear those death bells tolling. Never take no notice of the tone. Yeah, but I do, my pulse beats quicker. Scornful laughs and knowing snickers stop my heart, sink it like a stone. I'm waiting on a train to take me home. I'm just waiting on a train just to take me home. This ain't what it seems, it's not the stuff of dreams. Nothing is as clear as this confusion. That's somewhat welcome news, is there is no way to lose, because what isn't real is genuine illusion. But it's all about that graveyard dancing. Some sit still, some still prancing. Some get between them in a zone where there's nothing left to give them cover. But they can't even see each other. They just step and stumble on their own. Waiting on a train to take them home. Just waiting on a train. I'm waiting on a train. We are waiting on that train to take us home.
Chris Smither and his guitar on listener-supported radio, 91.3 WUKY. There's still a place in the world for a man and his guitar a statement.
I keep finding it.
You keep finding a place for it, yeah. And that place tonight is at the Lyric Theater, 645, part of the Woodsongs Old Time Radio Hour. Grace Askew will be on the stage as well. She's also a fine songwriter returning to Lexington. So it's going to be a good bill, and reservations for that, 252-8888 if you want to go see Chris Smither. It'll be a lot of fun, I'm sure. And Chris, new album coming out tomorrow.
Yep.
Excited about it?
Yeah.
With the book of lyrics, hardcover coffee table book, and the full deal. That's got to be a lot of fun. Hey, listen, thank you very much for coming back to Lexington and stopping into the studios and seeing us here.
Good to see you.
You'll do it again, right?
I will.
Yeah, on the 75th.
75th and 80th too, probably.
75th radio retrospective.
Yeah, right.
All right. Thank you so much for bringing your guitar, and have a good show.
All right.
Thank you. University of Kentucky Public Radio, 91.3 WUKY Lexington, WUKY HD1 and WUKY.org. NPR News headlines on the way. After that, a couple of groups that are going to be performing at this weekend's Phoenix Fridays. You can find out more information about that on our website at WUKY.org. Music from Englishman and Small Batch, both coming up in just a bit. Stay with us.